His Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A Dover man was charged on Sunday with second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, a felony following a domestic dispute, according to New York State Police. They charged Larry L. May, 34, after they responded to a domestic dispute on Foxwell Terrace in the town. They said he was in possession of a legally loaded handgun. He was arraigned in town court, sent to Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $5,000 bail. He's due back in court on February the 5th. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office report a Stop DWI holiday crackdown, which ran from December 15th through January 1st, led to over 72 arrests, 67 arrests for impaired driving, 5 other arrests, according to state and local police and the Sheriff's Office. They conducted saturation patrols focused on specific areas in addition to their regular patrols. Drug recognition experts aided police in identifying drivers impaired by substances other than alcohol. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association presents Final Wishes from 3 till 4 p.m. at the Warren Library in Warren, Connecticut. To register, 860-435-0816. There is no charge to attend. Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry will be opening an experimental evening pantry from 5 till 6 at Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue. It's for residents from Canyon Falls Village in Norfolk who are unable to come to the Wednesday morning shop. It's being done on a trial basis until it can be determined if there'll be enough interest and support to keep it going. Sign-up sheets will be available in the lobby of the Pilgrim House at 5 p.m. If you've ever wanted to travel back in time, Redick Public Library invites you back to the 80s in the second of their series exploring recent history via photos, video clips, news headlines, trivia, and reminiscence. It's at 12:15 Wednesday at the Red Hook Community Center. You're encouraged to bring photos, garments, and other memorabilia of the area. They'll discuss everything from Back to the Future, Star Wars, and E.T. to the eruption of Mount St. Helens and the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's free, and it's open to the public. Coming up on Thursday at the Scoville Library, a special presentation, World Around Us series, Is the Moon Still There When Nobody Looks? An Introduction to Quantum Physics, presented by Matthew Dady, Director of Physics Program at Bard College. The Board of Finance in Salisbury will hold a meeting on January 11th at 7:30 to approve the October 5th regular meeting and December 4th special meeting and to receive a review of the town audit report, the auditor's report, and to act on its presentation. To receive reports from the Tax Collector, Board of Education, and the Board of Selectmen. On the 13th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Winter's Farmers Market, locally grown and produced foods, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more, 10 till 2 on the 13th. The Scoville Library, the SML Book Group on the 13th at 2 o'clock, Another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson, led by Claudia Kane. Berkshire Botanical Garden's annual winter lecture marks its 21st year with an illustrated talk, The New Shade Garden, Creating Lush Oasis in the Age of Climate Change, presented by celebrated lecturer, photographer, and author Ken Drews. The event will be held Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the Lenox Memorial High School, East Street in Lenox. Tickets for the lecture for the general public, $45, $35 for members of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Discounted tickets available for groups of six or more if purchased together. More information is available at berkshirebotanical.org. Beginning on the 13th, Audubon Sharon will be hosting free bird and wildlife ID workshops from 4 o'clock every Saturday afternoon, led by environmental educator Zach Adams. Each program will be an indoor one-hour-long workshop. Each week will focus on different suites of birds, beginning with ducks. The schedule is waterfowl on January 13th, January 20th, sparrows, January 27th, warblers, and February 3rd, shorebirds. For more information, contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108. January 13th, Chatham Bookstore award-winning TV news producer Jeffrey Diamond presents his second novel, Live to Tape. A conversation and question and answer will follow, a brief reading that runs from 5 till 7. On the 13th in South Egremont, Into the Woods winter fundraiser, the team who brought you Spring Awakening at the barn at the Egremont Village Inn will present an evening of theater, drinking, food, and frivolity with a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's classic at 7:30 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 12.87, starting off today at 25,283. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7157.39 and the S&P 500 at 2747.71. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.